Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, October 27th. Choppy day at the Board of Trade. December corn closed down 2¾ cents at 682 and a quarter. December wheat down 2 cents at 838 and a half. And January beans up a half, 1393 and a half. The beans finished 11 and a half cents off their highs. The wheat finished about 18 cents off of its highs. Corn closed about 6 off its highs. Really kind of a choppy nothing day here today. The crude oil gave some early strength. It was up better close to $2 at one point. Closed up 117. The Dow has been relatively strong all day, though the S&P is down 18 points. The dollar has been strong all day. It's up 85 ticks. I may have put a little bit of pressure on wheat and corn out here. But really, the world's wanting to see what's going to happen with Russia and Ukraine. The UN came out with a statement again saying they believe exports will be extended, or the export corridor will be extended. The Russians came out and said they don't see that any deal is possible. So, you know, go figure. The weather looks pretty good for harvest. We should see some pre-hedging tomorrow night near the close on corn and beans. We're starting to wrap things up here and should be done in the next 2 to 3 weeks for the most part. You know, there's just too many moving parts to this thing. The dollar's up, the dollar's down, crude's up, the crude's down. The bean oil finished down 112 ticks here after being up about 50. It wasn't a key reversal because we didn't make a new contract high, but a little bit of a reversal type day in the bean oil. Take a quick look at the chart. Yeah, new high for this leg of the move. Didn't close under yesterday's low. So really, you know, not much there. You know, we're just stuck in these ranges, a 50-cent range in the corn, a 60-70-cent range in the beans. We need something, you know, dramatic one way or the other to pull us out of these ranges. Is there going to be a problem with Russia and Ukraine? Is there going to be a problem with China and Taiwan? You know, nobody wants to get too committed and then see some kind of announcement or some kind of action that's going to turn the course of this thing on a dime. So, you know, I really don't know where we're going out here. I look at these prices and wonder why farmers aren't selling all their grain and buying back call options. I look at new crop, corn and beans and wheat, the prices that we're at out here, and wonder why guys aren't protecting the downside. There's so much that can go wrong out here. If you look at the cotton market in the last couple of months, the oat market in the last couple of months, it certainly points out that we've got some risk out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.